I doing? Yeah, it's kind of been a while. So much stuff happened, and I'm so sad today. First of all, I know I said I wanted to kill myself in my last podcast, but I think I want to kill myself in this podcast, but like 100 times more, maybe. Yeah, that's cute. I didn't prepare for this one. I did not prepare for this podcast, but I don't know. I was venting to my friend, Cam, and he not even texting me back. So now I gotta vent on this goddamn podcast. Anyway, let me tell y'all about my life updates since the last time I shared my life on the internet. I got a therapist. I know. People have been telling me to get a therapist for years. And now guess what, bitch? I got one. I made a song for my friend's birthday. That was pretty fun. I had a whole bunch of dreams. Maybe we'll get into that one later. But I can't really think of all the other things that's happening. But, oh. I was gonna kill myself about like a month ago because my favorite K-pop group got canceled. That was why I wanted to kill myself one time. But you know, that's over with. And they out of the jail cell. And we're good with that one. I mean, it's cool. I don't really listen to them no more. I think I've gotten out of K-pop. I think that was pretty good for me. But I know as soon as 17 come back, as soon as my favorite K-pop group come back, it's going to be over for me. But till then, I don't be fucking with K-pop like that. I fuck with Christina Aguilera. I can't. I want to kill myself. I'm going to have to cut everything in this fucking podcast because I want to kill myself. My friend Tali, he's gone now. Hold on. My friend Tali, he's gone now. He died. A moment of silence for him. Oh my God, that was my brother. You could hear the tears. I just had a breakdown and I turned this on. It's not a good idea. I have tears in my eyes. My brother is gone from me. And y'all want to know the reason? Here's what I think the reason was. Like a few months ago when we was in an argument with another group chat. Well, hold on. I forgot my Argentina fans. It's not in the, you know, circle. To my Argentina fans, hola. But basically what happened is I was on Instagram and I got in a fight with somebody else that was on Instagram. He was a man. I know. It's kind of surprising. But basically, that man was getting on me for no apparent reason. And then we started getting in the fight. I started getting in the fight with his friends. And I had to get my friends for back. Well, was it really back up? Hold on, y'all. My friend texted me back. But anyway, anyway, what I was saying is we all got into a fight. It was like, what the fuck was it? It was like the Avengers Civil War. Let's get into the MCU later, okay? But that's what happened. And this nigga was like, he told Tali, he said he was too fucking old. I think that's why Tali is talking about how he too fucking old. I think so, at least. Because I don't think he ever said he was too old until that. Oh. I'm cutting that out. Y'all don't know what I said, but it's going to be cut the fuck out. But I don't think Tali was, I don't think Tali was dwelling on his age until a nigga said it. Oh, to my Argentina fans, we don't say that. We don't really say that here. So, please. Anyway, all I know is, yeah, I'm repeating myself a lot because I'm nervous and I don't know what the fuck to say. But anyway, I think that's where he got it from, because he didn't really say anything. He didn't really say anything about age until that nigga put it in his head. Now he leaving me for dead. He leaving me for fucking dead. Because he too fucking grown. Who the fuck he think he is? He think he too grown for me? He think he too grown for me? Yeah, bitch, you better try again. Like, I mean, I just don't understand. I have friends who got boyfriends in their 20s. I mean, not saying me and Telly was in a relationship, but we just not in a relationship, so. Me and Telly are not in a relationship. I don't know where y'all got that from. That's crazy. Anyway, I've been kind of hurt. I've been kind of stressed. This breakup happened about yesterday, so I'm still kind of recovering from that. I mean, how? It's just so unfair. A part of me gets it, but the other part, it hurts because... How are you gonna talk to me every other day? Cause that nigga was really not that active. But how are you gonna talk to me every other day for the past 3 and some change years? And then now you wanna leave cause you're suddenly too fucking grown? Fuck you, nigga. Don't ever speak to me again. I'm just kidding. Telly, please come back. I miss you. I don't think I could even do Instagram or social media without his presence. I think Tali is one of the bestest people I've ever met on social media. And he leaving because he think he too fucking grown. Yeah, go ahead, kiss my ass, nigga. I think he's serious this time. But a part of me... Actually, there is no part of me that think he's not serious. I think he's serious. But I just, sometimes I think, because he's been deactivated on, he deactivates his Instagram every other week. And I just think to myself, what the fuck do he do when he get off work? Like, does he just listen to K-pop videos? Like, he says he doesn't have any friends, so I'm trying to exit that out the equation. Anyway, I need him. Not that type of need. I don't need Tali. So, yeah, I think that I really, really miss Tali. Like, out of all people that I know on Instagram, I would want him to be the last one on earth to leave my ass behind. Ugh, age is so crazy and exhausting. Speaking of age... Guess who's turning 17? Yeah, bitch, keep guessing. Because it's me. And I'm kind of scared. That's too fucking old and too fucking grown. But I didn't really do anything when I was 16 years old. Like, because I turned 16 in quarantine. Which basically means... Sorry, I burped. But, yeah, 16 was supposed to be a year of wonder and danger and adventure. But I ain't do shit when I was 16. And I feel like I'm wasting my prime years because of some goddamn pandemic. And I just think that's so fucking unfair because I believe personally, y'all don't have to agree with me, but I just believe that everything revolves around me, around Sasha. Oh, yeah. I think everything revolves around Sasha, and I think that's the way God would want it to be. To my Argentina fans, Do y'all stand God? I don't really know the religious aspects of Argentina, but Allah? No. Okay. So yeah, that's kind of fucking exhausting. And I had to text my therapist because I got a therapist now. Ah, you mad? Bitch, I'm getting my life together one step at a time. But first of all, let's talk about my therapist real quick. She is a character. She's a character. The first time I met my therapist, I should have never said something about my self-esteem because that bitch, that bitch threw everything away and just focused on that for like the remainder of all my other sessions. And I just think that's so humiliating and just disgusting. Sorry, I'm positioning. Okay. I just think that's so sickening that that it's just embarrassing. I just think it's embarrassing. I went to her and she was like I don't really remember the questions, but she was asking me questions about my life. And she said, how do you feel about yourself? And that's when me, I was going on a tangent. I was fucking everybody up for my past. Like, because, I don't know, I feel like I'm my own therapist. And she's just there to listen. I just like when people listen to me. But I was telling her about how I was bullied in eighth grade. And I feel like I already talked about that in my past podcast. I told y'all everything that happened during my high school and middle school career. Now, I told all that shit. Well, only half of it. Because the bitch wouldn't even let me finish my stories. Because she kept ignoring me and talking about, so, why don't you think you're beautiful? Why don't you think you're... Like, goddamn. Like, oh my God. It kills me. It's funny because I was laughing in the back of my mask. Because, like, damn. And then, for that, when that session was over, she told me to look in the mirror and say that I'm beautiful and all that stuff. I just think that's so not what a real gangster-ass bitch like myself would ever do. Because I just don't look at myself and compliment myself. I look at myself when I have to look at myself, you know? Y'all ever just look at yourself? Raise your hand if y'all ever just go into the bathroom and look at yourself and say that y'all beautiful. Y'all stare into the mirror and say that y'all beautiful. Raise your hand and tell me if y'all do that. Right, nobody raised their fucking hand because it's so fucking corny. But, yeah, that what happened in my first one. And then she told me to get a journal. As soon as I got out the therapist session, I went and got my ass a journal. And guess what, bitch? I didn't write not a damn thing yet in that journal. And I was going to, but my motivation is so low. Let's talk about school. First of all, bitch, I'm a truant. And if nobody in Argentina knows. Sorry, Argentina fans. I'm obsessed with y'all. But, and for those who don't know what a truant is, it's when you miss so many fucking days, the government start getting involved. It's killing me. It's just so humiliating. I just think it's humiliating. Yeah, so my brother, fun fact, my brother also got a truancy letter in the mail. And now I think my mother's on house arrest because of his ass. And he goes to school and his ass walks to school. So I don't know how he got that truancy letter, but my ass just don't be logging in. So that's what's happening with school. Y'all remember when I had a fight with my chemistry teacher? I don't see that bitch no more. I burped again. I'm sorry. But yeah, anyway, back to therapist. So day two come in for the therapist, and she asked me if I did what she told me to do. I said I did some of it, but I didn't do the mirror shit because that shit is so disgustingly horrid in my eyes. But I did listen to music. She asked me what my favorite thing to do is. I told that bitch, listen to music. And I only said that because when I listen to music, I pretend I am that person in the music video. Because I am just, I don't know. When I listen to music, I pretend I am that person singing. I pretend I am that person in the music video. And I make up choreography in my head. Because that's what a bitch do when she don't do shit. Like, because I just don't be doing shit. So, yeah. That's really the only reason why I like music. If my beautiful, amazing, and talented mind has not ever discovered the power to do that, I don't think I would enjoy music as much. Speaking of music, Carly Rae Jepsen. That bitch changed my life. Raise your hand if y'all loved Carly Rae Jepsen when y'all was older. Yeah, that's why everybody raised their fucking hand. Raise your hand if y'all liked Ellie Goulding. Yeah, that's why y'all raised your hand. Raise your hand. Who else? Let me look through my Apple Pod, my Apple playlist. Because I got a playlist for some good pop music. Raise your hand if y'all listen to Boom, Clap, the sound of my heart, that beat goes on and on and on. Yeah, that's why everybody raised their fucking hand. I love pop. I love it. It's something about it makes me happy. Something about it makes me happy, and I love pop, and I love old pop songs because it just brings me back to a time where everything was so nice and simple and sunny outside. You know what happened when I listened to those songs? I got dressed in my little J initial shirt from Justice and some cute little shorts and some knee-high socks and some colorful Nike shoes and a purple headband with a bow on it. And my cute little square glasses. And I would walk out the house and look cute as fuck. And I would go to amusement parks. And everybody would be like, "Oh, you so cute." Yeah, bitch. It's because I was listening to Charlie. It's because I was listening to Ellie. Yes, that's why. I'm telling you, that's why. I'm just thinking about it gets me so happy. It just gets me so happy. You see, in the beginning, I was crying and having a meltdown. Now when I think about Ellie, now when I think about Carly, I just get happier. I'm sorry. So yeah, my therapist started talking about my big nose. It was a lot for me because because sometimes every black girl, yes, I am black Argentina fans. To my Argentina listeners, I don't have fans, guys. I'm extremely humble. I don't even know why I said fans. To my Argentina listeners, because y'all are listeners. And I love when people listen, because that's the best trait in the world, guys. But anyway, what was I saying? When black people... how do I explain this? So when black people are in a space where there's a whole bunch of whites and white people and European features are centric. I don't really know the terms because I'm not that woke bitch on Twitter. I'm not. But when bitches be having cute little lips and the cute little noses, you get a little bit insecure. Raise your hand if y'all was insecure about y'all nose before because of them white bitches. That's why everybody who was African American raised their hand. So, yeah, I was telling her, I was like, my nose is just extremely too damn big for my face. And she like, well, so that's still your nose. You can't get rid of that. So what can you do? I was like, okay, is this how therapy fucking works? Because you're supposed to make me feel better. And that did not make a bitch feel better. And I don't think I'm going to even get a nose surgery. Because I feel like I will grow into my nose. But at the same time, I won't. Because I am old as fuck. And I should see a transformation by now. But there's no transformation. So that's kind of upsetting to me. But yeah, what was we talking about? What the fuck was we talking about? Oh, and I told her that people call my forehead big. She says, I'm so. I was like, okay. I can't. I might be getting bangs for my birthday. That's a big thing. I just think that's so big to me. Oh my God, I can't breathe. I just got chills all over my body. Not because of my hair, of course. But because, hold on. Hold on, yeah. Hello? Who's in the kitchen? Okay. Sorry, y'all. I thought somebody was in the kitchen. But it's just my dog. I came on this podcast event and I'm talking about my big nose in therapy class. I mean, I guess that's venting, but that's not really something I wanted to talk about. Today, I want to talk about my problems. I mean, I talk about them in every other fucking podcast episode, but I just feel like this one is really special to me because I finally realized the root of all my problems. Not all of them, but some of them. Let me bring y'all back to 25th fucking teen. If I do my math correctly, let me get on my calculator. Let me see. How old was I in 2015? Whoever can get it right first wins. Hold on. I'm 16. Wait. That's not how you do it. 2020. Wait. 2015. Wait. 2015 minus 2. Wait. 2015 minus 2004. I was 11. What grade was I in when I was 11? Let me look that up as well. Raise your hand if y'all got that one. What grade is 11 years old? Grade 5. Let me take y'all bitches back to 5th grade I met my two best friends back in the day when I was like 7 or 8 and I was going to camp. That was a fun ass time. Let me tell y'all that in another podcast. But camp was a fun ass time for me. But let me not get off track. Let me take y'all back to when I was in 5th grade. I found my first friend. Well, besides my other two friends. I don't know why I keep back checking like this. But I found my first friend. I talked about her before, but I forgot what her secret name was in the podcast. So I think it was Clarissa. I feel like everybody in them. Hold on, y'all. My dog. What's the special guest? My dog coming through. My dog's name is Onyx. Onyx, say hi. Kiki, camera shy. Okay, Onyx. Okay, Onyx, I'm doing work. Okay. Anyway, Clarissa was my first friend besides my other two fully African-American friends. She was my first friend that was not fully African-American. She was a mixture of African-American. And she was my friend, and we would hang out every day at school. She was one of those friends, like, in the beginning, she was one of those friends where, like, you only talk to them at school, and it would be really fucking awkward to talk to them outside of school. Like, raise your hand if y'all got friends like that. Like, y'all can really only talk to them inside school. Like, when you're in school, y'all are best fucking friends. When y'all out of school, y'all strangers, and y'all don't speak to each other outside of school. That was basically me and Miss Claire. But yeah, she was one of my best friends. we would hang out every day at school. That was my little stinker. And then, well, basically it was like that until 7th grade. That's when shit started going down in 7th grade. I guess, wait, 7th grade was the start. Onyx, you can't make all this fucking noise while I'm telling the story now. You gotta sit quietly and listen.
You wanna say hi to the camera?
He camera shy. He cut. Ooh, how you gonna hit your head on the fucking table, man? 7th grade, the start of middle school. I know, people are probably saying, Sasha, let that middle school shit go. You're too fucking grown and old for that shit. Okay, and bitch, you not gonna fucking hit me, and you not gonna be my ass. Now leave me alone. But anyway, Onyx. Anyway, 7th grade, started middle school. That's when this bitch name, it was a white bitch. I'ma say her name was Tammy. So basically, Tammy came around in 7th grade. My 7th grade era was kind of whack. Whack as fuck, because I still look like a bum. Well, I think I dressed better in 7th grade than I dressed in high school. But I digress on that one. But that was when I had my cute little perm swaying back and forth. You hoes could never. Because my hair was long as fuck and nobody could tell me shit. But I did have a big ass gap tooth. And that was just, I feel like, It was a cute middle school moment. That's when I met my best friend, Chelsea, too. That was my bitch. Because we was in orchestra together. So me, Clarissa, well, Chelsea wasn't in my orchestra class. She was friends with my other best friend. That's a different story because, anyway. But basically, me and Clarissa was in orchestra. We was in that fucking violin practice. I was probably one of the best orchestra players around. Nobody could tell me shit, even though I was in the back. Nobody could still tell me shit. Because I was plucking them strings, bitch. And I was doing my thing. And so, yeah, that was, orchestra time was a fun year. Because my bitch Clarissa, okay. Damn, these dogs be loud as shit for no reason. Do y'all think dogs know that they dogs? Question. Leave it in the comments below. So, basically, that's when a bitch named Tammy came in. And boom. She got her a new friend. And that's moving up on life. I get it. But she started putting me at second place. Yes. She put my ass on speed dial and said, I'll call you if I need you. And then the bitch never called me. She never called me. So she got a new best friend with Tammy. Her and Tammy was besties of friends. You know that white girl shit when you start sleeping over their house during school days? I didn't start doing that until freshman year. But I only did it once in my life. But they started doing that white girl shit. I was like, oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no. I lost the friendships. I lost everything. I thought I was going downhill. Every day I would be mad as shit coming home. I was mad as shit coming home. That's funny as fuck. Now that I think about it, I would say during that time we would text occasionally outside of school. But we used to have sleepovers. She was really my bestie. Clarissa was really my bestie. And so once she started fucking with Tammy, I was like, oh, fuck no, bitch. And so I started going off on that bitch. I said, ain't no, because first of all, raise your hand if y'all know y'all worth. Okay, yeah, that's what I fucking thought. But I know, I mean, I wasn't the smartest. But I knew, like, that was a dumb bitch, rude bitch move to ever do that shit. I never would want my friend to feel second place to somebody. I love when I show affection and love for all of my friends. But I was like, ain't no fucking way. You making me feel like you don't like me anymore. and you never hang out with me, or you never talk to me no more. You always doing shit with that white bitch. I fucking hate her. And, well, because first of all, me and Tammy was kind of cool. We was cute little threesomes. But, like, there's different types of threesomes. Like, childhood threesomes, y'all forever. Well, not forever. I won't say forever, because that's the whole point of this fucking podcast. None of your friends are forever. But you will be more closer to your childhood threesomes than your school threesomes. So we was like a school threesome. I feel like Marissa already got the vibe, because I felt like I was being replaced. So I never really fucked with Tammy like that. I thought that bitch was a bitch. So yeah, I did not fuck with Tammy, but I acted like it, because I didn't want it to be a big thing. But I was fed up and I was through and I was over. So I told my friend Clarissa how I felt. She was like, I don't mean for you to feel that way. I was like, oh, okay, maybe it is just a misunderstanding, because I like to throw things out of proportion. But then, I mean, I guess a week went by. We was cool again. The threesome's back. The threesome squad is back. I fucked with Tammy again, because I let Marissa know what Tammy's place was. I'm sorry, but I think I kind of got the understanding that Tammy will never replace a bitch like me. That's what I thought. So a week went past, we was all Gucci, and then the same shit started to happen the following months. And I was like, oh, bitch, you done with it. And so I cut her off for a bit. Yeah, I snipped that bitch off. I was like, you will not treat me like a piece of shit again. That's what I said, and I left her. I left her, and I was sad as fuck. And I was so lonely, because I have a habit of just clinging to one friend group. And I think the moral of the story is, you could have one tight group, but you should never rely on that shit, because we never know what could happen, y'all. You never know what could happen. I think I'm gonna have to just start venturing out. Well, I don't know why I'm saying this, like I'm in seventh grade right now. Because, bitch, I didn't even venture out. I just sat alone. Yeah, I did, bitch. And I got no shame in that. I got no shame in that. So, yeah, she was like, why are you ignoring me? I ignored her like a bitch. I was like, nah, bitch, you won't get any sympathy points from me, ho. And I just kept ignoring her, even though that bitch was crying in my text messages. She was mad. And I got fed up, because I don't know if I just was tired and not talking to nobody. I don't know, bitch. But that whole year was shitty as fuck. And then, you know what the real tea is? I guess, well, no, because they were still friends. During the end of that year, I think I was just second place. So I lost that year. But, yeah, bitch, a bitch gonna come back next. I don't know why I be doing that shit. I make it seem funnier than it really was, because I was so miserable. But next year, I tried again for that number one spot. I don't know why I want to be validated so fucking bad, but I did. And so this is when it was still a threesome, but because Tammy, first of all, I got nothing against Tammy. Tammy was a nice-ass bitch. I'm not even going to lie. Maybe I was just a hater. But, yeah. That's when me, Clarissa, and Tammy got a new friend. I'm going to name her Hannah. Guess what race Hannah was? Raise your hand. You in the back. Yeah, she was fucking white. I mean, at this point, my race was just getting, gentrified? Is that the word? I don't know. But, bitch, I was slowly getting extinct from that friend group. My race was getting extinct. And so We went to that year. We went through the 8th grade year. We found a new bitch named Hannah. Hannah, she was real nice. I won't even front with you. She was nice as fuck, but I was a hater, of course. I said, nah, another competition, you done did, bitch. And so, yeah, same shit happened. I don't know, man. I just felt so replaced. Like, I don't know if I'm trying to play the victim card or if my feelings were valid. Please leave in the comments below what y'all think. I won't judge. It happened in 8th grade. So, yeah, then that's when Clarissa started hanging out, like, outside of school and texting all that shit and doing things with them more than me. I mean, listen here. I was a hater, but I wasn't that big of a fucking hater. If they would invite me to do some shit with them, I would be perfectly okay. I was okay with expanding our friend group. I thought, hey, the more the merrier. It's like, I lied like shit. I never thought that at all. But I just sound like an obsessive-ass boyfriend. And that's why I think I want to kill myself. It all leads back to me being gone. So I think y'all need to stick that in your head. But I would not be much of a bitch if they asked me, invited me to do shit with them, invited me to their sleepovers, did all that shit. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind that at all. The two white girls never said the N-word. I mean, I was cool with them, but They just never invited me shit. And, you know, you just can't invite yourself to that shit because you just look so fucking lonely. I know I was a lonely, but, bitch, you would never see it. You would never, you would never realize that I'm lonely because I would never invite myself to shit that you weren't invited in. You should never do that. You should never fucking do that. But, yeah. But a low blow. But the low blow of it all was that they were really talking about their sleepovers in front of my fucking face. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Is your mom picking us up? I got my clothes in my backpack. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Like, y'all rude as fuck. I mean, if it's normal for y'all, then I don't know what the fuck, why I'm even here. But, yeah, that was not fucking fun at all. So I got into an argument with them round fucking two. That whole year, I was squaring up with they ass. We was on and off for that whole year because they was, like, treating me like I'm a side monkey bitch. And I fucking hated that. I just felt so alone and lonely, and I felt so sad. I felt so sad. But I found my bitch named Chelsea. That's my bitch for life. That's my bitch for life, actually. I met Chelsea through a mutual. That's my bitch. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. We would do shit together in 8th grade. I'm sorry, yo. My laugh ugly as shit. But we had so many classes together. And then we was in math one time. Well, not one time. We had a math teacher named Mr. Beck. First of all, fine as fuck. I mean, and he was so nice to us because we were the smartest. We was the smartest Negroes in school, in that class. We was the smartest Negroes in that class. And we was getting taught. Them grades was getting ate the fuck up by me and Chelsea. We was smart as fuck. I don't know why that's funny, but just thinking back on it, like, he would really give us second chances on tests. That's how much we were so good in that class. That class was funny as fuck because it was this girl. There was this girl who smelled like dog shit. And then they had to. My teachers told us to ask everybody questions on this paper. The question on the paper said, how long? It was something for some math shit. And the question was like, how long? It's not really that funny, y'all. But anyway, it was really not that funny. But the question was, like, how long do you take showers? And everybody was asking each other that to get the time. And I guess we got the average or something. I really don't remember. But somebody went up to that bitch and she said like 25 minutes while rocking back. She said like 25 minutes while rocking her ass on the fuck. She was rocking her ass back and forth on that chair. Like, the chair wasn't even a rocking chair. It was a whole ass metal chair, like a school chair. And she was rocking back and forth, like saying 25 minutes. That's just I had the best laughs in that class. But back to what this whole podcast is about. Oh, God. That shit was funny as fuck. Good times. Good times. Even though I shot on 8th grade back in my other podcast episodes. 8th grade got to be one of the best and worst years of my life. 8th grade was funny as shit. Like, The type of shit that happened in 8th grade was so fucking funny. But also the shit in 8th grade was so detrimental to my mental health. Oh my God. But anyway, what was we talking about? Oh yeah, toward the end of 8th grade, Marissa, Tammy, and Hannah, they all had it falling out. Guess why? Raise your hand and guess the fuck why. Because Tammy and Hannah started getting closer. And Tammy and Hannah started getting closer while Clarissa felt left out. Wow, I wonder why the fuck you feel left out, bitch. I don't think I could ever help you with that. Like, and then she came running back to fucking me. Talking about I feel left out, bitch. Like, what do you think happened to me? Like, for the past 2 years, you was messing with them niggas. Like, fuck y'all for real. I was like, oh, really? Oh, really? You felt left out, bitch? Yeah, oh, really? The fuck? But anyway, that all leads me. That leads me to my point. But I forgot what my point was, bitch. I'm just off the rockets. I'm off the rockets today because I just don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. How does this relate back to what I was talking about, Sasha? Oh, yeah. So I've always felt like I've been last place, and I guess you can call it abandonment issues. But when I think of abandonment issues, I think of when you were a child and your parents leave you. Because I guess that's what, like, the term abandonment issues deals with. But I guess abandonment issues got all types of factors. Like, I don't know, I just really cling on to one person for a lot, like, and rely on them for everything. Not like everything, but I rely on them to have a good day that day. And then as soon as they don't reciprocate the same energy and they find some other bitch losers, now, look at you. You look stuck on fucking what? Stupid. You look stressed and depressed, bitch. Know that, okay? Like, now you look fucking stupid because your ass gave all your energy to one bitch. And now that they found new friends, you look alone. You look alone and fucking stupid. Yeah, Sasha, you looked stupid as fuck. And I thought Sasha learned her lesson. But she didn't. But anyway, I spent summers alone. Wait, I feel like I already said this shit. But anyway, I spent summers alone, not texting my friends for weeks. And guess what? I was happy as fuck. Because I knew how to be happy alone. And I was used to not getting attention. So I was like, yeah, bitch, let me go ahead and watch my Sims 4 games. And what was I doing that summer? Well, those summers, it was plural. Okay, bitch, don't come for me. I was a loner loser bitch before. But what was I doing? I would watch a lot of YouTube. Yeah, and occasionally I will go out with my friends. But I guess everybody needs a little friendship moment. But for the most part on summers, I was happy. I was really happy being by myself. And then that's when I went on at Do You Got McDonald's Money on Instagram.com. And I found some friends on Instagram.com. And we would talk every day. And I was like, okay, this is what friendship and attention, not like, because when I say attention, it sounds like bad attention. But when I say attention, like I just feel recognized, I guess. I don't know. I don't fucking know. But I found some friends on Instagram and we was cutting up for a few months that summer. It was fun as fuck. It really was. It was fun as fuck. And so you start to see, like, damn, is this how friendships are supposed to be? You really supposed to talk to your friends every day? Because before, I didn't really, hold on, y'all. But before, you would be like, is this really how friendship's supposed to be? Are you really supposed to talk to your friends every day? Because before, I generally talk to my friends every day. I would talk to them maybe once a week. And we would be cool as fuck. And it would be okay when we went back to school in the fall. Because those my bitches. Like, they knew I meant no harm. They knew I loved being alone. And plus, we saw each other in the summer. So, we was cool. And I was like, damn, this is really how friends supposed to act. Okay. So now we in freshman of high school. I would talk to my friends on Instagram. I was having a little blast. Freshman year was fun as fuck. I had my cute little friends and my cute little table. Yes, I was still friends with Clarissa. Because, yes, I don't like when friends leave me, okay? I just don't like... when I'm not ready to let go, even though it sounded like I was ready to let go, because I did cut that bitch off like every two motherfucking days, bitch. But I don't know. She was a fun girl. She was a fun girl, okay? I loved it. And freshman year was fun as fuck. Okay, sophomore year was fun as fuck. I was still talking to my friends on Instagram. We was because at first when I was in the with my Instagram friends, I was like, yeah, bitch, we probably not gonna talk next fucking month, because we was in a group chat. I wanted the group chat to die fast because I didn't want to grow bonds with them and it would be harder for me. You know, that shit like that. I was like, yeah, bitch, I'm not growing bonds with you. You just a internet pixel to me, bitch. You probably not even real. You probably a catfish. Some of them were catfishes and some of them were felons. But I'm just saying, for the most part, you bitches is nothing to me. Because when I close this app, you bitches are not in Ohio. Oh. Am I allowed to say I'm from Ohio? Anyway, but once I close this app, you bitches are not in Ohio with me, okay? So, yeah, but then a few years went past, and should I talk about, what was it, junior? No, it wasn't junior year. Sophomore year, after freshman year, it was sophomore year. That's when, girl, I had to cut that out. I keep saying that bitch name. I don't know why. But sophomore year come. I don't think we had that many fights in freshman year. We was kind of cool because she didn't really talk to Hannah nor Tammy anymore. So we was cool again. I sound so fucking obsessive. I promise y'all. I promise you. I just feel like you can have friends. I have other friends besides people too. I just don't like when I feel replaced Well, not replace, but I just don't like when I feel like I'm in second place. I just don't like that shit at all. I don't like that shit. Oh, I sound so obsessive. I'm sorry. But anyway, sophomore year, she started doing that same shit again. Clarissa started hanging out with new besties. I was like, yeah, bitch, this is been going on for about, like, what, 4 years straight, bitch. Like, this gotta stop. This has to fucking stop. So I've been replaced. I've been abandoned for some loser bitches. I just felt lonely. I feel like I'm in second place with like, I've been feeling like this shit for years, bitch. So I guess I wouldn't say she's the only instance why I felt this way, because I feel like I felt this way towards, I guess, other friends. No, not really. She was kind of one of my best friends. But anyway, I just felt so replaced. And I guess this now it's like, you would think a bitch would learn her fucking lesson, but no. Sasha still want to grow bonds with bitches because she's so emotionally unstable and she can't be alone by herself no fucking more. Yeah, bitch, I'm turmoil now. Yeah, I'm turmoil. Junior year is this year. That's crazy. But anyway, now come to my Instagram friends. Now I've grown a big bond with them. I've known them for like half my high, well, my whole high school career. I've known them since I was a freshman. I remember getting on that bus talking to my bitches. Yeah, I remember getting on that freshman bus talking to my bitches. I've known them for my whole high school career. I would say that they're my high school friends. Like, you know how, like, you have high school friends and you have college friends? I would say that they're my high school friends. And I've grown such big bonds with them that I'm so afraid, because I know one day we're going to stop talking. Like, it's inevitable at this point. Like, these bitches is... we in the end of the road, bitch. But I know we're gonna stop talking, and it's gonna be so sad for me, because you know, once I lose my friend, I'm gonna go back to being a loner bitch that don't know how to be happy by herself anymore. And I think that's what I'm really afraid of. And I think it all ties in that's why I'm scared to turn 17. Yeah, bitch. This is a whole essay. Yeah. Because when you grow older, you grow apart. Come on now. Y'all heard this from y'all mothers. Hold on, y'all. Girl, it's 59 minutes long. I did not know my fat ass would talk this fucking much. But anyway, I'm gonna stop it right here and then add another one. Hold on. Hey, y'all. I'm eating Doritos right now. I just wanted to say that I've decided to make this into two episodes instead of one, mainly because it was too long and I did not want to edit the other part. Also, a couple of clarifications. Yes, I was having a mental breakdown in the beginning. Yes, I was crying, but guys, I am okay. I am learning to love me. Secondly, I think it is perfectly okay to have more than one friend. I did sound a little obsessive, but I think it was because it was 3:00 in the morning and I wasn't really thinking. Okay, y'all, please get off me. Number two, I think it is okay to have more than one best friend, guys. Okay, I feel like I've gotten a little off my back, because I was editing it and I sounded so fucking crazy. Oh my God, bitch, it was crazy. Anyway, bye, y'all. Hey, y'all, I'm back. I don't even know why I keep coming on here. I just also want to apologize to my ex-friend Marissa. Yes, I did say the girl name about like 5 million times, because I forgot. Because when I was just speaking, I was just so out of my mind, so I forgot to say her stage name. But then again, I don't even know why I changed Marissa into Clarissa. That was literally my fault, and I should have seen it coming. So I really apologize. I apologize to you personally, Marissa. I'm so sorry. I was continue to call her Clarissa, but just know, bitch. Yeah, I messed up. Hey, y'all, I'm back again. I promise it's my last one, but I've also been thinking maybe I should put some music in the background or music at the end of the podcast. Let me know in the comments below. Thank you.